Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On Island Radio, KISL Avalon at 88.7 on your FM dial and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more. On everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to hear some favorites, we'll get the boot, we'll do some waiting and some not waiting, and have some tunes for the 4th of July. A couple of weeks ago, we had the pleasure of attending the 41st Annual Ragtime Festival at the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. One of the tunes we heard was the ragtime two-step The Favorite, written in 1904 by Scott Joplin, and performed by our friend, pianist and composer John Reed Torres. It's one of John's favorites, as well as mine, and here's one of my favorite bands to start off a set of favorites.
What I sing to you. Are you ready? Do-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, la-da-da-da. Do-da-da-da-da-da. Da-wa. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Do-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, that sounded pretty good to me, but let's try it now in a higher key.
When I first met my favorite girl, Now my favorite place is a movie show, because the lights were soft and low when I first kissed my favorite girl. A cottage small by a waterfall is my favorite view, and the whole day long my favorite song is I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. My favorite tree is the old peach tree, because the peach I had with me confessed that she'd be my favorite girl.
Whiteman and his orchestra with Dixie's Favorite Son from June 18, 1924. Dixie's Favorite Son was written by Albert von Tilzer. This is an instrumental, but there are words, which were written by Lou Brown. Before that, it was Jack Shulkret and his orchestra, Jack this time, not Nat, with My Favorite Gal. The vocalist on that September 23, 1926 recording was Johnny Hauser, who was also a vocalist for Paul Whiteman. We started the show with Ted Weems' orchestra with the vocal duo of Parker Gibbs and Art Jarrett and My Favorite Band. That was recorded by Victor in Chicago on February 16, 1931. My Favorite Band was written by Ted Weems, Joe Hames, who had his own big band, of course, and Charles Dexter Mason, who, along with Joe Hames, wrote, "Here's a little package, and he's the life of the party." I'm the life of the party, Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. For no particular reason, this next segment is all about boots. Here's Woody Herman.
Don't be a square from Delaware.
Get your boots laced, Papa. Get your boots laced, Papa. Get your boots laced, Papa.
Don't be a goon from Saskatoon.
Get your boots laced, Papa. Get your boots laced, Papa. Get your boots laced, Papa.
Don't be an egg from Battle Creek.
Mm-mm. Get your boots laced, Papa.
Americans told me the moon was shining bright. The stars were casting burning rays on a storm that raged that night. The lightning struck the cow shed, the cows all chewed their cud. The moonlight set the prairie on fire in the middle of the woods. A barefoot boy with boots on came shuffling down the street. His pants were full of pockets, his boots were full of feet. He's born when he was a baby, his grandma's pride and joy. His only sister was a girl, his brother was a boy. He never was a triplet, but he always was a twin. His legs were fastened to his knee, just above the shin. His feet were fastened to his hips, several inches from his shoulder. When he was grown, he was a man, and every day got older. They married a woman who quickly became his wife. Her weight was just 600, her looks was just a sight. His wife was full of notions, her mouth was full of tongue. They raised a dozen children, all born when they were young. Six girls and five boys, and then another child. They never tried to tame them, just let them grow up wild. And late in the evening, they'd send them off to bed. Most of them so hungry, they wished that they were dead. The young one was the baby, the oldest was born first. The good one was the best one, and the bad one was the worst. They never knew their ages, they did not seem to care. They knew they had a birthday coming every year. They never knew their father's age, but always had a hunch that he was born before their time, was the oldest of the bunch. And when they died, they could not speak their names, they could not tell. The girls all went to heaven, where the boys went, I won't tell.
Thank you.
We begin that boot set with parts one and two of Get Your Boots Laced, Papa. That was Woody Herman and his orchestra on April 18, 1940. Get Your Boots Laced, Papa was written by Woody Herman and Joe Bishop, who played flugelhorn in the band. That's right, flugelhorn. This might be the first time we've heard a flugelhorn on the show. That was followed by a song reminiscent of Ain't We Crazy by Haywire Mac, the Nonsense Children's song, The Barefoot Boy with Boots On. That was Bill Cox, who was born in Kentucky on August 4, 1897. He was known as the Dixie Songbird and made lots of recordings, mostly on the Conqueror label. In addition to ballads and religious songs, he also sang songs of social, cultural, and political commentary. He died on December 10, 1968. The Barefoot Boy with Boots On was written by Asa Martin of Irvine, Kentucky, who was a local radio personality and talent scout, and guitarist and singer associated with Doc Roberts. Asa Martin himself also recorded The Barefoot Boy with Shoes On. We finished up that Boots set with Blues of Avalon, recorded in San Antonio, Texas on September 17, 1937. So what does Blues of Avalon have to do with Boots? Well, it was performed there by Boots and his buddies, Boots being drummer Clifford Boots Douglas, who was born in Temple, Texas, probably on September 7, 1908. He began playing drums at age 15, and after earning a reputation with Millard McNeil's Southern Melody Boys, formed his own outfit, which became a successful territory band, making 42 sides for Bluebird between 1935 and 38. He died in Los Angeles on October 27, 2000.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
It is said that patience is a virtue and that good things come to those who wait. Well, just wait till you hear this set of Rapidly Rotating Records about waiting.
Thank you. Sometimes you try to love a girl and she says no to you. It makes you feel so blue, but there's nothing you can do. You take her to a picture show where lights are always low. You start right into Bill and Sue and find it doesn't go. They've fooled us ever since the world began. But listen, boys, I've got another plan. Wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Wait till you get them up in the air. You can make them hug and squeeze you too. For if they don't, just say you won't come down until they do. Wait till you get them up in the clouds, boys. There won't be anyone to watch you there. A parlor used to be the place where sweethearts loved to spoon. But nowadays you'll find that lover's lane is round the moon. So wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air. Now things have changed an awful lot since dear old grandma's days, when there were no cabarets. Canoes were all the craze. A lonely bench just built for two was all they wanted then. But nowadays the girls all seem to fool the awful men. When knights were bold, they fought for ladies fair. To win them now, they take them in the air. Wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Wait till you get them up in the air. You can sail along the Milky Way, and Mr. Mars will follow you to see you don't get gay. Wait till you get them up in the clouds, boys. There won't be anyone to watch you there. Romeo and Juliet love balconies, they say. But aeroplanes just built for two are all the rage today. So wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air. Get them up in the clouds, boys. There won't be anyone to watch you there. When you get away up high, have all the fun you can. There never was a girl who fall that far for any man. So wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air.
Baby stare, Wait till you see Cherie. Everyone, everywhere seems to envy me. Eyes of blue, golden hair. Wait till you see Marjorie. That's where she and I agree. We both are fond of a family. And will we raise a family? Wait till you see Cherie.
You, Ben Pollock.
There you have an unusually high order of entertainment from Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra on March 1st, 1929, with Smith Ballou vocalizing on Wait Till You See Ma Cherie. Wait Till You See Ma Cherie was written by Leo Robin and Richard A. Whiting and is the theme song of the Maurice Chevalier picture Innocence of Paris. A couple of weeks before singing it with Pollock, Smith Ballou recorded it for OK with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with Big Spiderbeck on cornet. And Leighton and Johnstone also made a nice recording in England. Before that, from all the way back on October 21st, 1919, it was Billy Murray with Wait Till You Get Them Up in the Air, Boys, composed by Albert von Tilzer, with a lyric by Lou Brown. I think that's the first time that record has been played on the show. We started off with Nathan Glance and his orchestra with Wait Till Tomorrow Night, composed by Harry M. Woods. That was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Edgar Leslie. That recording is from September 28, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Last segment was about the virtues of waiting, but W.C. Fields, as Egbert Suzet, accent grave over the E, had some advice for Og Ogilby, played by Grady Sutton in The Bank Dick, when Og was reluctant to embezzle funds in order to buy shares in the beefsteak mine. He said, "Take a chance. Take it while you're young. My uncle, a balloon ascensionist, Effingham Hoofnagel, took a chance. He was 3.5 miles up in the air. He jumped out of the basket of the balloon and took a chance of alighting on a load of hay. Did he make it? No, he didn't. Had he been a younger man, he probably would have made it. That's the point. Don't wait too long in life." Okay, then. We'll not wait any longer to play a set of rapidly rotating records about not waiting. Thank you.
nights are low, dear. My love I'm not ashamed to show, dear. Kisses are just as sweet. Nighttime or daytime, winter or Maytime, don't wait till Mr. Gloom has found us. Why wait till there's a crowd out round us? Kiss me, I want all the world to know. Why, honey, don't wait until the nights are low.
A couple of cases to be made for not waiting. Art Landry and his orchestra with Irving Berlin's Don't Wait Too Long, which was featured in the Music Box Review. That Victor recording was made November 21st, 1925. And we began that Don't Wait set with the Hotel Sinton Orchestra, directed by Henry Thies, and Don't Wait Until the Lights Are Low, composed by Carmen Lombardo. Singing the Howard Johnson lyrics were Don Dewey and Howard Hafford. That May 29, 1928 Victor recording was made at the Hotel Sinton in Cincinnati, Ohio. The opulent Hotel Sinton opened in 1907 on the southeast corner of 4th and Vine in Cincinnati and was known as the Hotel of Character in the city of Character. It served guests until 1964, when it was torn down to make way for the Provident Bank Tower, now known as the National City Tower.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Tomorrow, July 4th, is Independence Day here in the U.S. So to get you in the mood for your 4th of July celebration, as if you needed any help, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about liberty, beginning with Jerry Macy and John Ryan.
Thank you.
Herschel Brown and his Happy Five with Herschel Brown on washboard and Liberty from an unissued OK 78 recorded March 19, 1928. The band had recorded Liberty for Victor a few weeks earlier as Herschel Brown and his washboard band. Herschel Brown hailed from Georgia and was a virtuoso of the washboard and spoons. He first recorded under his own name in 1928 for Victor, and in addition to hillbilly music, his repertoire included dances, rags, blues, and even comedy sketches. Before that, it was Sousa's band with a march you probably recognized, if not by its title, the Liberty Bell March. Then as the theme song of Monty Python's Flying Circus. Sousa's band was conducted on that August 13, 1903 recording by Arthur Pryor. We started off with Billy James Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that September 13, 1927 Banner 78 as the Six Black Diamonds, and Hello Miss Liberty. The vocal duo was Jerry Macy and John Ryan. Back at the end of May, I played Silence and Fun, a ragtime oddity performed by Sousa's band. I inadvertently gave the recording date as January 30th, 1902, when in fact it was recorded on October 25th, 1905. I also said it was conducted by John Philip Sousa, when in fact it was conducted by Herbert L. Clark. Sousa himself rarely conducted on recordings because he disdained the technology, but here to end the show is one on which he did. It's a portion of a radio broadcast on Thanksgiving Day, 1929, sponsored by the General Baking Company in honor of Sousa's 75th birthday, and the transcription was made in New York earlier in the month. A band had been put together specifically for the broadcast and included some former members of the Sousa band. It also includes a portion of an introductory speech by the March King himself. So here with my best wishes to all for a safe, sane, and spectacular 4th of July celebration is John Philip Sousa.
Thank you.
I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.